A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, what's up, guys? What's up? What's up? What's up? Are you up? Fine. This is going to be a bit of a, you know, low down and dirty podcast today. I'll tell you why, okay? I'll tell you why. Because my house looks like it's inhabited by a mad person. And I've got like a Radio 4 producer coming round in an hour. And I've got an hour to make the house look like it's not inhabited by a mad person. It's that thing you do, the amount of time you spend, you know, cleaning and tidying, just so that when someone arrives, you can apologise and say, oh, I just didn't have any time to clean and tidy, just to get it to that base level. Anyway, hello, I've got a couple of things for you, cornflour and Twitter and, yeah, various bits and pieces. First, Kevin the Carrot. I know, you know, maybe it's a much-loved thing. Tell me. Not today at swanburst.com. This is Aldi's little Christmas mascot, Kevin the Carrot. Jim Broadbent earning every penny. Doing the voiceover and attempting to bring some kind of navigable path through this non-metered doggerel. Anyway, do you know how many people are queuing online to buy a cuddly Kevin the Carrot? 70,000 people are queuing in a time of recession. 70,000 people are queuing to get this orange conical piece of felt. I don't believe in democracy. I don't believe in it. It's not a good idea. In other supermarket related news, I went to Tesco's recently and couldn't find corn flour anywhere. And well, they covered it in the news this week now, because this is like a week or two ago, and I ended up finding anything. And there was another woman there saying, cornflour. And the very kind sales assistant on the shop floor phoned the product manager of the store, who said, yeah, well, we're not selling it at the moment. Not like it's not in stock. We're not selling it. I was like, what? What? Is this Ukraine? Is this the energy? What? Is this global? What? And apparently people have stopped buying cornflour. Please go out and buy cornflour. We need to generate demand. I need cornflour. As a vegan, it's a very important, you know, thickening, enriching agent, and also for making fake custard. Not that you can just buy birds, you know, because the whole point was he invented it for his wife who was allergic to eggs. Did you know that, Alfred? Anyway, I can believe it. People, I know I sound old, like, what? You can't buy dripping in Safeways? Anyway, I guess the times move on, but dear God, cornflour is really important. Anyway, I really don't have a lot of time. It really is. Like, the house is not, it's really not, it's not good. But I didn't want to just not do anything. There's a couple of things. Well, okay, look, I'll talk about Twitter first, because, you know, it is fascinating seeing what Elon Musk is doing. There's this whole thing, I don't know if you saw, he sent this letter out saying, guys, this is going to be, we're doing Twitter 2.0, and it's going to be hard damn work, and you're going to be working really insane hours, and it's not going to be easy, and there's going to be tears. But if you're up for the challenge, click here. He basically made a Twitter poll. And if you're not, well, sayonara. And like half of the staff just didn't click on yes, That sounds wonderful. And so he's lost half his staff, who then he's now having to sort of say, okay, well, maybe we can chat. So I kind of really enjoyed that. It reminded me of a sketch from my Sean Keaveney days when I did sketches for Sean Keaveney. There was a thing about a Harrods training course for like shop floor stewards, and just shades of Elon Musk in that. And I'll play it for you now. Here it is.
Hello, Harrods students, and welcome to what we hope will be a bright new term. Yeah, I know you. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, this guy's an idiot. What can he teach me I don't already know? Well, I've got an answer for you. Loads. Yeah?
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 Yeah.
Okay, didn't really work. That's your fault. In just 2 years, I'm going to transform you people. You're going to learn these advanced Harrods sales skills. What to do... the thing's not where the PowerPoint's not working. Just do it verbally. What to do when someone says, can I speak to the manager, and makes a pun on the name Fired? Where to point when someone asks you where the rhinoceros department is? And how to unflinchingly charge someone $7.50 for a handful of cola bottles. Right, to those of you who think that this is going to be like The Apprentice, you're absolutely right. I love that show, and as a self-appointed business guru, I reckon I'm just like him. So I'll basically be wallowing in self-indulgent ego-tripping over the next 2 years. Anyone who doesn't like the sound of that, who thinks they can't handle it, or thinks, it's not for me, I still think this guy's an idiot, and nowhere near as brilliant as he thinks he is. Do you know what? Get out. Leave. Go. Right now.
Hello, Mum. It's happened again.
Oh, Elon Musk. I'm going to leave it there for now because it, you know, the madness. Thanks very much. I think one or two people have very kindly slipped some money to me via PayPal. It's not today at swanwurst.com if you want to. It's not mandatory. But thanks very much if you have. That is exceptionally kind of you. And, well, what a lovely birthday present for the podcast. Hannah got in touch and said happy third birthday to the podcast. It's today. I would not have remembered that. She says it means that the podcast is now allowed to play with toys that contain small parts and are a choking hazard. I mean, you say hazard, I say opportunity. Maybe hold off on giving me any money. I'll tell you, because I am going to sort of do a bit of a funding drive for a very specific thing. I will tell you more about it next week, but there's a thing. I literally don't have the money to do it myself, but if you wanted to make a contribution, it would be really awesome. But again, absolutely no obligation. I don't know how well you did out of the budget. Anyway, have a good weekend, and I will see you on Monday. Yeah.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.